sometime like coming off the river, there'll be a
fog.
And on a day like that, when there's a lot of fog, you'd say that
it's a foggy day.
Now, if there was a storm and it had, well, a rain with thunder and lightning with it, you'd say you were having a
thunderstorm.
Now, how about when one of those winds that comes that'll, you know, picks up
tornado?
If somebody came to see you and you enjoyed their visit, when they got ready to leave, you might say, "Well,
I enjoyed you very much."
And if you wanted to see them again, you'd say,
"Come back."
Mm-hmm. And if you were doing something like for a little child and he thought it was funny, he'd say, "Oh, do it
again."
What would you say if you met somebody around Christmas time? You'd say to greet them.
Say Merry Christmas.
How about on the first day of January?
Happy New Year.
And sometimes, especially the old people, instead of saying thank you to somebody, they might say, "I'm much
appreciated."
And you might sometimes say, "Well, I have to go downtown to do some
business or shopping."
And if you bought something, maybe this storekeeper took some paper and he
wrapped it.
Mm-hmm. And so when you got home, you
would unwrap it.
They used to do that more often than they do now.
Well, sometime they would, Mary, but they do it. It's more now.
More now.
Yeah.
Oh, more now. Now, if you had to sell something for less than you paid for it, you'd say you had to sell it at a
lower price.
And the storekeeper, if he had to sell it for less, you'd say he was having to take
a discount.
Or sometimes take a loss. Now, if you saw something in a store and you liked it, but you just didn't have enough money to buy it, you'd say, "Well, I like that, but it just
costs too much."
When it's time to pay a bill, you say the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club of some kind, you'd have to pay the
dues.
Sometimes if you didn't have any money, you might have to go to a friend and try to
borrow.
Now, back during the Depression, money was really
scarce.
If you were looking at some boys on a diving board, and you saw a boy on the diving board, you'd say, "Now, I was watching him, and he ran to the end of that board, and he
died."
And then you'd say, "But now, as for me, I have never
died."
Now, talking about swimming, you'd say, "Now, after he dived, then he..."
He starts paddling.
Mm-hmm. And all the way across the river, he
swam. Mm-hmm.
But you might say, "But I have never
swam."
Then, if you saw a person go down for the third time, you'd say he
has drowned.
If you dive in and hit the water flat, you'd call that flat on your stomach.
A belly buster.
Have you ever heard?
Belly buster.
Belly buster. Well, y'all make a good team. Isn't it anything since their mind, Mr. pops up with it?
Yeah, because I can't swim there.
Oh, you can't? Oh, well, you wouldn't know that because you can't.